Former Cirrus CEO Alan Klappmeyer wants to form a separate company to develop the jet. Current CEO Brent Wouters responds. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. It's been rumored for a while that Cirrus Design founder and former CEO Alan Klappmeyer has been looking for capital to start a new venture. The exact nature of that quest was a story which broke last Friday on Aero News. The intent of the new company would be to take over the development of what, up until now, has been known as the Cirrus Vision SF-50 jet, buying the development done to date from the company now known as Cirrus Aircraft. Today, you'll hear the announcement itself from Alan Klappmeyer, followed by answers to a question about this story from current Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters.
It's been a fun process watching the change in the industry for the last 15 years, and I obviously feel that Cirrus has made a huge contribution to that. Think about 15 years ago. We didn't have composite airplanes. We didn't have primary flight displays. We didn't have parachutes. I think we had a fundamentally different value equation for the customers, and I'm very proud to say that I think Cirrus has been a major part of changing that. Long path, great result. There has to be a transition, and naturally, if you look back at Cirrus over the last few years, you can see that transition as the company focuses more on production and taking care of current customers. There's just less R&D that needs to be done. Most of the things that really were important in that four-seat piston project have been accomplished. Known ice and some of the other things we've talked about most recently. So the transition is reaching its conclusion. I'm very excited to announce that I'm putting together a team that will raise the funds necessary to purchase the jet program from Cirrus and ArcCapita. And as any team, obviously, we've got our financial advisors, Merrill Lynch, we've got engineering consultants and a lot of people we're working with. But the transition into this new company will basically be taking the jet program as it exists today, completing the financing and moving forward so that we can get this airplane into production. Obviously, we've got a lot of customers that are very excited about flying this airplane, and we want to figure out how to do that as quickly as possible for them.
In a moment, the response from Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. The news Friday that former Cirrus CEO Alan Klappmeyer wants to form a group to take over development of the Cirrus Vision SF-50 jet from Cirrus Aircraft came just as the annual convention of the 2009 Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association was getting underway. As you might imagine, the attendees at this event stay very current on all things Cirrus, and when CEO Brent Wouters finished his opening remarks, it was obvious what would be the most pressing question. What follows is Wouters' response to the story.
Obviously, there's no mystery to the timing of that news announcement on behalf of Mr. Klappmeyer. You know, Alan has a long history with this business, and he's a great guy. It is true that Alan has requested of the board an opportunity to look at the business. It's absolutely true to look at the jet business. I don't know to what extent he has formulated a team of engineers or other people. I don't have any idea. What I do know is that He's requested this. It's extremely early in its consideration, but there's a fixed window in which I think they wanted to give him the opportunity and support Allen if he wanted to look at that. But one thing that shouldn't be lost on everybody is we don't particularly see the future of Cirrus without the jet. We don't particularly see as is evidenced by the commitment that we're making to the program. Every last dollar that we have available is going into that jet R&D program. A free cash flow is going into that jet R&D program. Now, is it as fast as we'd like it to go? Of course not. But we're spending our money for the future of this business, and we think that that's an integral part of the future of the business. Now, Allen would like to have an opportunity to look at it. I think in a capital-constrained world, the fiduciary responsibilities of the board suggest you look at every opportunity, and that's what we're doing, is looking at every dark corner of the world for capital. And if it comes about that there's an opportunity that we didn't anticipate that maybe comes out better than we anticipate, great, we're going to look at it. But I think that what we're prepared to do is fund the JET program, either internally on our own in a capital-constrained world, or to go get capital to do it within Cirrus for the future. And I believe that's the most likely scenario. And by most likely, I mean very likely.
Wouters made it very clear the company wants to keep the jet in-house. But he also made multiple references to, quote, a capital-constrained world, unquote. He also framed the inquiry from Clapmeyer as part of a search into, quote, every dark corner of the world for capital, unquote. Arcapita, which is the Bahrain-based bank which bought a 58% stake in Cirrus in 2001, has been reported as looking to sell its stake in the company since 2007. Given the implications of that for Arcapita's long-term commitment, will the guys in Bahrain be as dismissive of a possible Clapmeyer offer as Wouters seems to be? On the other side, will Merrill Lynch, which is looking for backing for Clapmeyer's plan, be able to do any better than Arcapita raising money in a capital-constrained world? For now, consider the questions rhetorical. We'll just have to wait and see. Find the video to go with the audio you just heard in the archives for June 26th and 27th at www.arrow-tv.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Arrow News. Find us on the web at arrow-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.